I can speak to Mr. Brown, please.
Yeah.
Hi, Denise. My name's Michael. I'm calling from MMA Legal, where there's a law firm helping you with your Scottish redress case.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no, he's
How are you, sir?
I'm okay. I'm tired after that bad night's sleep.
Oh, sorry to hear that. Do you have a quick 5 minutes to have a chat with me, Mr. Brown?
No problem.
Fantastic. Okay. But at any point in the call saying you don't feel like you can continue, just let me know and I'll rearrange it for another time, okay?
No problem.
Okay, Mr. Brown, just to let you know, all of our calls are recorded for training and moral
purposes. I know that.
Okay, fantastic. So as I said before, my name's Michael. I'm a senior investigator at MMA Legal. What my role is to understand your case as best as I possibly can so I can go out and gather the evidence. I'm not going to drag you over the past, Mr. Brown. You've already gave us the statements. My job is to find out more about how your time and care has followed you or haunted you into your adult life.
Depression,
Mr. Brown, or anxiety?
I suffer with severe depression. I'm interested to know if I find it hard to go outside the door.
Yeah.
Because I'm in the time of being locked up and prison.
Are you on medication for the depression, Mr. Brown?
I'm on the prescription. I'm still on diazepam, 41 years from. Oh no, for 41 years. I get painkillers for my health, and I've got inhalers. I've got COPD and paradoxical from cold spasm as well, my lungs, so something for the bronchitis.
Yeah.
I've also got injuries from fighting and from getting hit. I saw keep the fire staff and that.
What was the result of that? Sorry, Mr. Brown.
I ended up cracking my nerves in my back. And then I got a set of out there for more stuff than when I had on one day because I was like a fight. And when I had staff around me from outside, and I thought with another boy that jumped in, and I just jumped in, oh, my boy to tell me. And I was like, it was a star. And the next thing I was starting to go, and I was there, I'm trying to get a lunch. And make the show. Staff came to the different units, and 4 or 5 of them would come in and set up the rolls of magazines and that. So I got to the point that I was getting up chairs and that. And that's, you know, I was like, oh, I've got to be coming here with. So I'm going to take it off, but I'm going to use it back. I'm about to spend here and take it. But my dad is always assaulting me, and they always try to cover up getting it. It's really bad, caused by my dad. But my dad never marked my face by anything. But they left me my babies, I had black eyes, and first of all, broke my nose, I don't have any face.
Yeah.
And they never done a thing. And they played on my dad. And my dad was like, fine, I did punish him, but I don't want to touch his face.
Have you had any issues with alcohol or?
No, I've never drunk, but I started getting smoking cannabis when I was from 16, and I still smoke it. And
okay.
My psychiatrist knows I'm still smoking. I'm a dickhead.
Perfect. So what I'm going to do, Mr. Brown, with your permission, is I'm going to write to your GP and get all of your medical records. We can tie the trapped nerves, the severe depression, back to trauma of your childhood.
I don't know where the trapped nerves are. That might have happened after that, but...
Okay.
I just connect with a hold up that I stayed with what on my back, and I was my desk popped out, and I was holding on to my back, and I cut my nerve power.
Yeah.
But I came to the children's panel where they took me, that was in Covenant, so I think that's still here, so that could be in record. I never got released from Taiwan until I was 21 years old. Just because I'm 21 years old. So, for 4 years, I should have been under Taiwan's care. And it just went on, and it drifted them under the children's panel.
Wow, that's mental. Can I spell that for me, Mr. Brown? Sorry, I can't hear you.
Just Cowhead.
Cowhead? Cowhead
Doctor.
Cowhead.
And yeah. TOWAEAD.
Heaven, is it, buddy? Yeah.
Before that, I did a Seagate, but my final was up there from there. Yeah, the and forward. But it was actually Seagate, something it got deleted. Yeah. Up the film, all that actually took my dad's vomit off. And then I got took off from God's eyes. And then I got put back on them and I've been on them constantly.
Okay, sir, I'll get all that information. I'll get that info for you from your GP. What I'm going to do for you now, Mr. Brown, is I'm going to write to your GP.
Antipsychotics as well, cause my mental health.
Yeah, I'll get all of that information from your medical.
It could be there, but I'm going to go to a psychiatrist and a dog walker. Because I've been on the methadone for 1993. So I did a drug. I did a drug when I was 16. And I was there in 1993 when my son was born. My wife and I got told that my wife, my man, I was 6 years old. And now he's got 33 and he's got his own family. And I'm going to tell him what he is. He's never took drugs because I didn't hide them from him. And after he was born, I showed him how bad it was. Just trying to get him off it. To tell them from them, take them themselves, and it never has.
Okay. So, if you just 2 seconds, Mr. Brown. So what I'll do is I'm going to write to your GP. I'm going to write to the local authorities of the care settings you stayed at. Gather all that information, Mr. Brown. Do you want me to share that information with you when I get it?
No. I know all that information. Not all that. My psychiatrist, Dr. Wilson, I see it far road behind the head doctor, Samita. I'll talk to her about it, and she'll go through all my files and that with me.
Yeah, it's okay. No, I've got
all
the files. That's my job.
No, about my medical files. I didn't get my phone when I got out, but when I got my mum, I got put back on them. And I've been on them for 15 years now, constant. And for a bit.
Okay.
But in between that, I president, again, the president of the United, I was from home at prison, and I was sending it to my friend and running it up. I was always to keep on diazepam. Most of my medication, my methadone, which I'm actually trying to look at myself off of, was my partner died last year, and it says that she died of a methadone overdose.
Okay.
just a factor. And then
my
neighbours die, and they don't all fall. You don't have time and all, but they fall back that. I love them. And now he's doing another 10 years, but after he got that first job, a lot of people came up and gave statements against it about getting sick for salty by him. And my friend, he died before he could get any recompensation. And his mum, son, is still small, and say he doesn't want any help or anything from anybody from my heart. That is nothing to do with you. It's the heart. You want to go see. It's time. You fight with all your eyes and everything else. And to help. It's not do something with life. And help me get a start and a job, a set up something, whatever. And feed off on all the skin.
Yeah. So can I just ask you, Mr. Brown, do you understand our fees and what the other options are?
Yeah, I understand all that. But
okay. Are you happy for me to continue with your case?
No, I understand all it wants.
Okay, perfect. Are you happy for me to continue with your case, Mr. Brown?
Yeah, I'm happy when you need to.
Okay, so perfect.
Do the full case.
I'll write to you within the next 2 weeks with all my contact details. And if you need me, give me a call. And if
so I know when the phone and it goes through WhatsApp or this number will come up. It's huge.
Okay, perfect. So what I'll do, Mr. Brown, is I'll go away and start working on your case, and then I'll be in touch within the next couple of weeks.
In September last year, I had bronchitis, and I just hoped that my feet would be seen here. And my lungs, actually on my lungs, and I woke up with the skull. My lungs, I'm not so, it's only just got smoke in the band.
What's the issue with your health that you think
I've got COPD, and then I just found that in September last year, I've got bronchitis, and so I just feel a case of bronchitis and so on.
Okay.
My lungs are covered with scars. If I don't stop moving, I won't be alive so much longer. I've died, so I'm able to just enjoy what I've got in my life, what I've got. Not regret anything like this, something wrong. I brought my son up myself with a distraction, I've died. And my son is going on for a while, and I will, of course, have. Because my health, I died before he was to study. My son's details and his phone number. So, if he passed on to him.
Okay. I'll speak to the lawyer, Mr. Brown. I'll find out about your medical conditions and whether we can get you fast tracked And I'll get all the beneficial details off you as soon as possible.
And I've gone for an ultrasound, growth is growing out of the top. Blood and muscle. I've gone for an ultrasound next week, because they don't know if it's a general test, diagnosis, whatever. My old brother had cancer, I failed, and then got the medicine for 15 years, and died in the 15 years, and then we could have killed him now, and when he came back, and my dad, the uncle, they died in the last year from cancer, my dad's been fighting for prostate cancer, right now he's beat up. So there's a lot of cancer, my dad's in the family. So, if we get that done, then a biopsy as well, and I've also got something that I get, a broke test, which is something I get, right? So, when I go to the toilet, if I don't get what to do, I feel my rectum, and I just start forming, and just start forming it, and I've had a blood transfusion once because it worked. I've been told about struggle to ask with it more like this and benefit by my doctor. And he did a full physical reference to my nails and my pain thoughts and that, but they take the fact that they saw someone they did through contact. My dad's department of medicine is going and all that is the same. I've got soft tissue and stabbing pains again in my stomach and intestine. And I've got tablets for reflux so I don't be sick when I try to eat some. And I've got sciatica. And then my right leg, and I've got that there. And then the back of my left leg, it's above my knee.
Yeah,
I'll get all your medical records from your GP, Mr. Brown. And they found out one of my ribs was broken and stuff inside, but I thought it stopped it's pressing against my intestines, so it's gone again.
Okay. So what I'll do, Mr. Brown, is I'll give you a call within the next couple of weeks, if that's okay, sir. I'm going to have to shoot off. I'll call you back as soon as possible.
I am going to have to jump off and get on.
So I'll give you a call in a couple of weeks. Are you happy for me to continue on your case?
Yeah, okay. I am.
Perfect. Thank you, Mr. Brown. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you. Bye now.
Bye.
Bye, sir. Bye-bye.